This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Gilkison study reveals lead plume in LANL groundwater. A new study conducted by Robert Gilkison, a registered geologist and former contractor at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, has found high levels of lead in groundwater under an abandoned disposal area at LANL. The high lead levels raise concerns that lead and other contaminants from the former test site may have formed a large plume in the regional aquifer. Gilkison made a presentation about the elevated levels at a recent meeting in Santa Fe of the Northern New Mexico Citizens Advisory Board. Exposure to lead can damage organs such as the brain, kidneys, nerves, and blood cells. Children under the age of 6 and infants are more harmfully affected by lead than adults. From 1959 to 1961, the test site called Area MDA AB was used for secret experiments to test the safety of nuclear weapons. The explosive tests were conducted in 70 shafts dug to depths of 30 to 100 feet. These tests involved explosions of large quantities of radionuclides and metals such as plutonium, uranium-235, uranium-238, barium, beryllium, and lead. Danny Katzman, program manager of LANL's Water Stewardship Program, challenged Gilkison's study, saying that the high lead content was due to a non-filtered result that was mistakenly listed in the LANL database as a filtered sample. However, the LANL data shows that many samples from all three monitoring wells repeatedly measure lead concentrations far above the Safe Drinking Water Act action level of 15 parts per billion. In 2007, the National Academy of Sciences, prompted by Gilkison's concerns, conducted an investigation and released a detailed report on groundwater protection at LANL. The report found that contaminants considered immobile by LANL could potentially contaminate groundwater in the future. The NAS found that the sources of these contaminants was poorly understood and inadequately controlled at MDAAB and many of the other LANL disposal sites. In addition, the NAS found an overall failure of LANL to install reliable monitoring wells anywhere at LANL. In 1961, LANL installed a layer of asphalt across MDAAB because the explosive tests contaminated the ground surface with plutonium. The leaky asphalt pad focused the flow of rainfall and snowmelt down through the buried waste and greatly increased the possibility of groundwater contamination. After Gilkison's study, LANL announced plans for additional monitoring wells, a decision which they say is completely independent from the findings of the study. Members of the Citizens Advisory Board, who are charged with providing environmental recommendations to the DOE, were prohibited by the federal agency from asking questions of the study's author during the meeting. Gilkison said, quote, "The attempt by LANL to dismiss the exceptionally high level of lead contamination measured in one sample doesn't address the overarching factor that high levels of lead far above the Safe Drinking Water Act action level were measured for many years in filtered samples from all three of the old test wells that monitor MDA-AB. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about this or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.